Tell me a little more about the funerals that you would conduct.
Well, I did eulogies. I centered the funeral on the bereaved and on the deceased. If I didn't get laughs in a funeral, I figure I'd failed.
If people didn't laugh, you had failed.
That's right, because I told the real life story of these people I was burying.
It's you tough that
most preachers lives. Wouldn't bring up. Now they're doing it, you know, all over the place. I made them live again in the presence of the bereaved.
And you highlighted their spiritual growth and development,
yes.
Anything that had been involved in their lives. Mm-hmm. People loved
their
it.
Birth and what was it like when you were a child and mm-hmm. did you go to church?
And then the Tulsa World did a story.
Now, a feature on Sunday of the last two eulogists, Warren Hogan and Wish Lemons. Yeah. Warren and I have been close ever since.
Tell me again about Oral Roberts and how much he helped you.
Like Wanda says, it was just a matter of weeks that Wanda and I went out and had supper with Oral. He said, the first thing I want you to do is you want to really build that church well is have the finest nursery in town. I want you to have a doctor or a nurse in charge. I don't want people allowed to walk in and out anytime they want to and get their kids.
You want hospital standards.
I want hospital standards in that nursery. I want you to do construction of the place so it is comforting and fine for the kids. And you know what? That started First Baptist Group. People came from 20 miles. They came from these towns around here to bring their kids into our nursery.
Oral predicted that. Oral
yeah.
told us that would happen.
And you'll get young people, young couples, is what you need.
From Old Maugie.
And the best advice. And
Arista.
We have a building campaign going on there now that has been slowed by this recession.
More space for the children and youth.
And a bigger, more exciting building. We got a youth and family center there that's huge. But we wanted to fix it so it would be more attractive to the kids.
And more adequate.
But Oral counseled you, too, because it was a point in your life when you thought about speaking in tongues.
Oh, yeah, we talked at length about it.
Wish we couldn't do it.
And so tell me about that.
Well, I knew it was authentic. It's in the Scripture. I kept telling her, I don't know what's wrong with me. Something is wrong. I cannot receive the gift of tongues.
He sent you to every intellectual professor he hired out there.
Yeah, the tops.
Went to all of them.
One of them was really super EIQ.
Dr. Irwin.
Irwin. Yeah.
Does Catherine Coleman come in here someplace?
Yes.
We heard through Bill Broadhurst about this woman who had this great spiritual gift and how she ministered all over the USA. Her name was Catherine Coleman. Bill Broadhurst said to Wishard, well, go. I'll send you to wherever you want to go, and you hear this woman and make up your own mind. Well, pretty soon we heard that she was coming to Tulsa. She was in the newspapers. So we slipped out of our evening service, disappeared, and went to where she was. We did this several times over a period of months. And we call that bootlegging Catherine in.
She tried to help you speak
she
in
tried
tongues.
To. That's when I had this wild moment. We had this big service. She was there for a week.
Bill brought her in for a week's services.
And paid her an honorarium and everything. It was Wednesday night, and I was her catcher. She would actually walk down the center aisle at First Methodist Church, and people would reach out their hands and come up to her, you know, she just touch them, and they'd fall out there on the sanctuary. And we had to have somebody there to keep them from falling.
And she knew your history, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's what we call slain in the spirit.
On Wednesday night, I was catching, and I happened to catch this person and ease them down, and then she reached over and just touched my head, and I went out like a light and collapsed on the floor.
So she touched your head, and then what happened?
I just passed out. Then I jumped up. I came to instantly, and I yelled, "You tricked me!" Because I wasn't expecting that.
She just smiled.
Yeah.
And the feeling was you literally blacked out.
Oh, yeah, I phased out.
She had that power.
And jumped up that quick.
She was using that power from somewhere on high.
But even through all of that, you still could not speak in tongues. That's when Oral said,
quit seeking the gift and start seeking the giver.
Because the giver is what we're after.
Yeah, not tongues. It's the giver that's important.